Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are on the air live. Want to take the opportunity to welcome all listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be with us today here on the show. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. Amen. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, praying and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophet Yvonne Ryle is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophet Yvonne at yryle, rowell50@gmail.com, or connect with her on Facebook, Prophet Yvonne Ryle, and you can inbox her there. We also want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. If you would like to become a partner, if you will contact Prophet at the information that I gave you earlier. There are ministries under the leadership of Prophet Yvonne Ryle with you in mind. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour Power from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour Power is Prophetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Second half of the Hour Power is Voice of Truth. I, Ministry Lane, is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. It's a two-minute clip that will start your week off with the word. You can receive the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. Amen. I want to encourage you to get the Moment in the Spirit. It is a blessed word. It will jumpstart your week off with the word of God, and you can listen to it every day. For an offering of $25 or more, you can receive it through email or text of your choice, and it automatically puts you on our prayer list. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit that is hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson, if you will contact Prophet Yvonne at the information that I gave you earlier. On Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. Amen. It's hosted with my leader, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, who is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, and her husband, Pastor Joseph Ryle. It comes on every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get connected and stay connected. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. I need a word from a true prophet. Amen. If you need mentorship, you want to contact Prophet Yvonne at the information that I gave you earlier, and she will mentor you and get you in the right direction where you need to go as for doing the work of God. Amen. She's a true prophet. Amen. Powerful woman of God. Amen. Then on Saturday, have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected to Wild Radio, amen, Wild Radio hosted by Elder Evangelist Askew, amen, from Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. You want to get connected and stay connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and all of the ministries that are there for you so you can get the word every day of the week. We got something going on, amen, that you can receive the word from or receive a word from the Lord. Amen. If you need prayer, please leave me your prayer request on Facebook, Elaine Jackson or Voice of Truth, or you can submit your prayer request on my website voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers and father figures all around the world. Happy Father's Day to you. We do hope and pray that you had a blessed day today with family, friends, and children. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to go ahead and open this up in prayer. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for allowing us to see another Father's Day. Father God, we just give you praise and honor and glory for this day, this beautiful day. For this is a day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we ought to rejoice in it. So we thank you, Father, for keeping us and allowing us to see this day, a day that we'll never see again. We pray, Father God, your blessings upon all the fathers and father figures all throughout the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just come praying, Father God, that you will save more souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come praying, Father God, just praying for your grace and your mercy for your people, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, oh Father. We exalt your name on high, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. Father God, we just come praying, thanking you just for another day. Lord, we just thank you for keeping us, Lord. Thank you for keeping us, Father. We just give you praise and honor. We thank you for the breath of life. Glory be to God. We just give you all the praise and honor and glory. We exalt your name on high, for thou art worthy of all of our praises, Father. Father God, we come praying for the sick and the shut-ins, Father God. We pray for comfort. We pray for strength, Father. We pray for healing and deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come praying, Father God, for those that are behind prison bars. We come praying for those, Father God, who are in orphanage, Father God, and those that have lost loved ones, Father God. We pray that you will comfort them, Father, right where they are, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them know, Father God, that thou art a comforter, Father God, and that you will strengthen them where they are weak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will pull a soul out of sin and out of darkness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for all the leaders of your ministry and the leaders of this country. We pray, Father God, for divine protection over them even now, Father. Keep them covered under the blood, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you praise and honor and glory, and we magnify thy holy name, for thou art worthy. We pray, Father God, for the family that is in need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you're able to supply everything that they need if they would just call on the name of Jesus, because there's nothing too impossible for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But I pray, Father God, that you will supernaturally supply everything that they need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said your seed will not be begging for bread, Father God. So we just thank you right now for making a way out of no way for this family, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, all these things we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. We serve a God that is able. We just got to keep the faith. Amen. He is able to do just what he said that he can do. I don't know about you, but I believe him. I believe him. Glory be to God. I believe that he's able. Glory be to God. Just call on his name. He's able. Amen. The message will be coming from Facebook. 1 Samuel today, the 17th chapter, amen. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 47, but I'm also going to read the scriptures first, and then I'm going to tell the story, amen, to get us to the point of the scriptures that I'm going to read, amen. The word of God reads, "And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves not with a sword and a spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you unto our hands." And it came to pass, when the Philistines arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran towards the army to meet the Philistines. And David put his hand in his bag and took then a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Amen. And our key scripture is 47, for the battle is the Lord. Glory be to God. The title of our message today is, This Battle Is Not Yours, It Is the Lord. Can I say that again? This battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. Glory be to God. As we look at David, glory be to God, hallelujah. As we look at him and getting ready to go into battle with Goliath, I want to take a few minutes to kind of look back. David himself had been anointed by Samuel. Amen. He was anointed. Glory be to God. He was chosen by God. But David was a sheep keeper. In other words, he was a shepherd boy. He kept the shepherd. Glory be to God. And when Samuel came to anoint the song, and this is in chapter 16, so I want to encourage you in your own devotional time to go back and read chapter 16, the chapter before, and read this chapter in entirety so that you can get an understanding of what God is saying unto you in the word of God. But as came in to anoint who God had asked him to anoint, when Jesse called all of his sons, he then called David. He called all of his elder son, and David, whom himself was the youngest of the sons, but he was in the field tending the sheep. Glory be to God. My God, my God. As we go on over into chapter 17, it tells us that there was a war and a battle going on down in the valley. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Philistines were coming against the children of God of Israel. Glory be to God. And the Bible says that the children of Israel, they became frightened. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They had became afraid. Hallelujah. Especially because the Philistine had a champion. His name was Goliath. Hallelujah. And he was a giant, and he was a very big giant. Glory be to God. And the men in the army, hallelujah, was afraid to go forth to fight him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But David, hallelujah, glory be to God, would be the one, hallelujah, that would go in to battle with the giant. Hallelujah. I need to help somebody to realize, glory be to God, that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. Glory be to God. You know, David said in the word of God, hallelujah, my God, that he was willing to fight the giant. Glory be to God, because he knew that God had delivered him, hallelujah, from the lions and the bear when he was in the field tending the sheep. And he was there in the valley, glory be to God, where the lions and the bears were. He was there where the snakes and the scorpions were. Glory be to God. And God had shown him his power and his strength down in the valley. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He showed him that he was a man of war, and he was able to deliver him. Glory be to God. He was letting them know, this battle is not yours, but it's mine. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. That's why David, when he went to Saul, hallelujah, he said unto Saul, you know, I'm able to do this. Glory be to God, because God has helped me to defeat the bear and the lion. God has helped me to do it. Glory be to God. And I know that the same God that helped me, glory be to God, to defeat the lion and the bear is the same God that would help me bring down the giant. I come to tell somebody in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, that this battle is not yours, that it belongs to the Lord. And the same God that delivered you before is the same God that is able to deliver you now if you will just hold on to your faith. Glory be to God. One thing about David is that he believed when nobody else believed. He never lost his faith when the army had lost their faith in God. Glory be to God. When they did not believe, glory be to God. Hallelujah. David yet believed. Glory be to God. My God, you got to keep on believing. Glory be to God. It's not what it looks like. Glory be to God. My God, my God. This battle is not yours. It is the Lord. It doesn't matter what your enemy does. It don't matter what your enemy said, don't matter how they come at you, glory be to God. Be like David, glory be to God, and know that God has delivered you before, and God can deliver you now. Glory be to God. All you have to do, glory be to God, is believe in the word of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. You got to believe, hallelujah, in what God says in the word. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. And as David, glory be to God, was getting ready to go against Goliath. You know, all odds was against him, glory be to God. First of all, he was a young boy. Second of all, he had 5 stone, and then he had a slingshot. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. But here was this giant, so much taller and taller than he was, that was full of armor and had a sword in his hand. But here come David, glory be to God, believing in God to deliver him in his faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. You don't have to fight your enemy. How many of you know that you don't have to fight your enemy? Let God do the fighting for you. Glory be to God, because he is going to win the battle. Glory be to God. This battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. Glory be to God. I don't care how it looks. Glory be to God. Know that the battle is already won in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You just got to wait and be still. Glory be to God, and give God the praise while you're down in the valley. Glory be to God. David was down in the valley. Glory be to God. And when he got ready to face the giant, there he was in the valley again. Glory be to God, because the scripture said it was in the valley. Glory be to God. It was a valley between the children of Israel. Glory be to God. And David. And David had to go down in the valley. I don't know about you, but I can hear David saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." Glory be to God. When he got ready to fight the giant, glory be to God. My God, my God. This battle is not yours, my God. Ah, hallelujah, but it belongs to the Lord. Glory be to God. That's why he tells us in the word of God that he is our man of war. The Lord is his name. He will fight for you. Glory be to God, my God. The enemies that you see today, you will see no more. Glory be to God. It's in the word. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We will just be like David and believe without a shadow of doubt. Glory be to God, because our victory is, glory be to God, is in our faith. If we would just believe as David believed, glory be to God. He didn't care how big the giant was. Giant. He faced the giant head on. Glory be to God. That's what he hates to get to him. Glory be to God. Because he knew his God was going to defeat him. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You got to believe. Hallelujah. That your God is able. Hallelujah. His children enemy. He is a man of war. Hallelujah. My God, and he will fight for you. Glory be to God, just like he for the children of Israel and open up the Red Sea. Glory be to God. He's able to defeat your enemy before your face. Glory be to God. He's able to make your enemies your footstool. Glory be to God. This battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Glory be to God. If you would just let God do it. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. My God, my God. I remember when I was down in the valley. Glory be to God. God sent forth the messenger unto me. Glory be to God, and told me these very words. Glory be to God. You cannot win it in your own self. You can't win it on your on. Glory be to God. And that stuck with me. And I come to tell somebody, you can't do it on your own strength. You can't do it in your own might. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. It is the Lord thy God that's able to do it. Glory be to God. He will defeat your enemies for you. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody, for the victory. Hallelujah, my God, my God. See, I believe that God got tired. Hallelujah, of them taunting his people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's the same God that it was back then. It's the same God that will defend his people right now. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that when David was coming to the Philistine and when David spoke to the Philistine, he said, you know what? Hallelujah. You come to me with your spear. You come with your sword and your shield. But David said, I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the army of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. So we got to realize that we got to come in the name of Jesus when we come. Hallelujah to Jesus. We can't come in our own might. We can't come in our own anointed. See, our anointed. See, David was anointed, but you never heard him say nothing about his anointed. He talked about his God. He knew God, and he had that faith in God to know that God was able to deliver him. Good God Almighty, my God, my God. David told that giant, good God Almighty. See, you got to face your giant. Glory be to God. So David told him this day, this day, the Lord thy God, hallelujah, is going to deliver you unto me, unto my hand. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to praise the Lord right now. This fella ain't joy. It belongs to the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. I can just imagine David as he was hasting and running towards the giant. You know, that was bold. That was a bold boldness. And he was not afraid of the enemy. Glory be to God. That's because he had so much faith in God. He had seen what God had done for him. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. God has never forsake you, and he will not forsake you now. God will fight for you. Glory be to God. Just as he fought for David, David was a little boy and had no fear. Glory be to God because of the faith that he had in the Lord. Glory be to God, my God, my God. I can just imagine David as he was hasting and running to defeat this giant, that he was probably saying in his spirit, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Glory be to God. Somebody need to say that this battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with you. God has went before you to defeat your enemy before your face. He prepared a table even now before the face of your enemies. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. This battle is not yours. David knew that the battle was not his. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. I can just imagine, hallelujah, that many thought that day that David would be destroyed. Many thought, glory be to God, because the art was against him. He didn't have the armor. He didn't have the sword. Hallelujah. That's why the word of God says that when God, the Lord, saved is not with a sword and a spear. It's in your faith. Glory be to God. It was in his faith. He believed, I'm going forth in the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. You got to go forth in the name of the Lord. It is not what it looks like. Glory be to God. It looked like David was going to be destroyed. It looked like the giant was going to kill David. Glory be to God. But David went forth. Glory be to God. And the giant fell. Glory be to God. The giant gonna fall. Glory be to God. You got to face your giant. You got to stop running from that giant. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The devil don't have no power over you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All power belongs to God. Hallelujah. David knew that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do you know, glory be to God, that when you're down in the wilderness, a lot of people don't like to go down in the wilderness, but it's in the wilderness God trained you how to be a warrior. Glory be to God. My God, he trains you how to be a warrior of faith. And we are in this time and season. Glory be to God. We are living in the early time and in the evil time where people are evil, and you're going to need God. You're going to need to learn that the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. You're going to have faith in God. You must believe in him. Glory be to God, because he's promising the word. Glory be to God that he will cover you. He will keep you covered under the blood. Glory be to God. He will not let nothing by no means harm you. Any weapon formed against you shall not prosper. This battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Glory be to God. If we can get that in our spirit, that this battle is not ours, it is the Lord. No matter how bad it looks, glory be to God. No matter what your enemy does, no matter if they mock you, they talk about you, whatever they do, don't even worry about it. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Glory be to God. Keep your eyes on Jesus. I guess David could have been down in the valley worrying about what everybody else thought, because everybody else really simply had lost their faith. Glory be to God. That giant had put so much fear in them. Glory be to God. And here God sends a little boy, glory be to God, with five stones and a sling that had enough faith to go forth. Glory be to God. You got to have enough faith to go forth. Glory be to God. You got to believe that God is able to do it. You got to trust him. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter how bad that it seems, it's not what it looks like. Glory be to God. Don't matter what you're in or done. Don't matter. Glory be to God, because God is able to do it. For the battle is the Lord. And he will deliver you from the hands of your enemies. No matter how you're surrounded by your enemies, glory be to God, you got to believe in the word of God. You got to believe that God is able to do it. Glory be to God. You're trying to fight a battle. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's not yours. Glory be to God. I post something on my Facebook page that, why are you stressing out yourself fighting a battle that clearly belongs to God? Hallelujah. That battle that you are fighting, that battle that's keeping you up at night, that battle that got you worried that you can't hardly eat, that battle that is worrying you and giving you no peace, glory be to God, because you're worried and walking the floor, glory be to God, if you would just give it to Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not yours. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you just give it to him. Glory be to God. My God, my God. This battle, it's not yours. It belongs to the Lord. The Bible tells us that David prevailed over the giant. Glory be to God, because he faced it. We got to face that giant. Whatever it is, we got to face it. Not necessarily has to be a person. It's some kind of fear. Glory be to God. Don't let the fear set in. Glory be to God. Because when that fear set in, you lose your faith. Glory be to God. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is the man of war. He is your man of war, and he will triumph over your enemies. Glory be to God. We have to be like David, and we must not fear. Glory be to God. We must be like David and know that this battle belongs to the Lord. We have to know, for the battle is the Lord. It is not ours. This battle belongs to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let us, glory be to God, keep faith. Glory be to God in our God. If he delivered us once, he would deliver us again. He promised that he would deliver us. Glory be to God. No matter what is coming against us, we must believe. Glory be to God. We must keep our faith in him. We must believe in the thing that is unseen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. God always go before you. Glory be to God. My God, my God. This battle, it's not yours. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We do hope something was said here today to encourage you. Hallelujah. and uplift your spirit to know that God is with you, hallelujah, that he has not forsaken you, and that this battle is not yours. It belongs to God, and I want to encourage you to give it to him today. Glory be to God, hallelujah. I want to give an open invitation for salvation, amen. If you do not know the Lord, hallelujah, if you were just asking this question, Lord, save me. Then say, Lord, save me. Save my soul. I repent of my sins. I believe that God raised you from the dead. I believe that you came in the flesh. I believe that you died upon the cross for me. I'm going to give this battle to you, Lord. And I'm going to believe this day forth in you, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you said that prayer, you honestly do repent of your sin. Glory be to God. You are saved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We want to encourage you to get in a Bible-believing church. Amen. Get your Bible again to read it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. We got to get out of here. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. God loves you, and we love you too here. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.